I had an Alabama maiden great aunt who wrote dialect poetry. She once collaborated with Jewel Chandler Harris of Uncle Remus fame, who gave readings all over the country at the end of the 19th century. She read and recited her bird stories, which included bird calls in the presentation. No kidding. Granted, it was 1903, but she even performed at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. Really. I think of that great aunt often when I walk my Westie, Lily, who is also a bird lover. We check out the symphony of bird songs at first light on our morning constitutional. I am not knowledgeable about which bird sings which song, and rarely catch a glimpse of the singer in action. So the sounds floating down seem to be very much of the 21st century, sometimes even techno. Euro, euro, says one, but maybe I'm putting words in his beak. I did have supper at the Greek restaurant last night. There goes another songster answering, 2 euro, 2 euro. The bird knows there were two of us eating. As we proceed down the block, I hear a very distinct chewy, chewy, chewy. Lily cocks her head, but offers no opinion of this singer, she being occupied with an irresistible oak tree. My neighbors have a little dog named Chewy. Has the bird overheard some conversation between canine and master, and like a parrot incorporated the name into its song? It's true, it's true, it's true, calls some feathered thing from the live oak in rapid-fire staccato. Or is it 22, 22, noting the time after the hour? 7:22? 8:22? Birds, even modern ones, surely are not concerned with time, something we human beings have superimposed over every nanosecond of our lives. A couple of crows perch on the hickory limb, probably checking out breakfast options. Traditionally, they say, call, call. But I swear I think these are shrieking, call, call. I am reminded that I have not checked in with my children by phone. I tell the crows it is too early for them to be up. Call, call, call. I glare at the noisy trio. Another has joined the original pair. Left my cell phone at home. I toss over my shoulder toward their tree, ditching the scolding threesome. The crepe myrtle houses another musician. Such a waste, such a waste, such a waste, it seems to say. I nod in agreement. Food, government, money, time. It is what I text my children every other day. Maybe there really aren't different birds, but one mockingbird whose cry endlessly mimics its fellows. I guess we'll never know what the 19th century interpretation of those songbirds sounded like to listeners of that other age. As we turn toward home, we hear the bird,